Welcome back to Word of Mouth. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears and be prepared to be rocked as four goodly men from Portland, Oregon present the Metal Shakespeare Company. Let's go! Alas, poor Yorick, that's the song to bleed or not to bleed. The group combines the hard-driving music of Motley Crue with the poetry of the Bard of Avon. And the band is touring the West Coast. They played last night in Tucson. The Metal Shakespeare Company singer and guitarist Jason Sims, a.k.a. Lord Sims, joins us now. And good day to you, good sir.
Hails, m'lady.
How did the Metal Shakespeare Company come to be?
Well, it was a fateful eve which I spent in a tavern with a longtime acquaintance of mine, unto whom I did confess that it would most please me to imitate the music of Iron Maiden, though I didst believe I would be mocked within the kingdom of Portland, for 'tis a fashionable village that does not look kindly upon musics of former eras. And he did immediately suggest were it combined with Shakespeare, 'twould be viewed differently, and presently I had some lines of the bard's play Coriolanus memorized, which I sang impromptu, along with some music of Iron Maiden requested from the Wizard of Juke within the tavern.
Well, forsooth, I thought this was all an act. Now I see this is really who you are, Lord Sims. Well, you call this sort of genre, I guess, bardcore. You do songs, right, rather than other plays. So give us an example of how you do a song. Do you lift the whole text? Do you condense it? Do you do concordance? What do you do?
He thinks it not altogether different than a director would organize a production of the plays for. It is common for several lines to be eliminated from a given speech, and such is our process as well. And typically our songs are comprised of a single soliloquy, though when possible we insert an interjection from another character for one of the other troubadours of our group to speak.
And you have done plays and sonnets?
We do one sonnet. 'Tis the one which we deem the most metal.
which
Shakespeare didst deplore about this earth, and which made him long to leave it. And we think it's no coincidence that this sonnet is number 66. When possible, we perform it as our sixth number of the evening.
Some would regard Shakespeare and metal as belonging in two different universes. Do you see similarities between the two?
Indeed. While Shakespeare did compete with bear baiting for audiences, we similarly compete with wrestling or video games or whatever variety of vagaries one may find in this day. And he thinks there is an element of both the base and the wise in both.
I also noticed that you both wear tights.
Yes, absolutely. If thou conjureth the videos of aforementioned Iron Maiden, thou wilt find them wearing tights and high tops, just the same as we.
You've released one self-titled item and have been touring the country. Now, I understand the shows can be quite wild with sword fights and public executions, that kind of thing.
Indeed. We are always most pleased when the audience does deem themselves worthy to participate in our performances. When a notorious axeman is in our presence, he is commonly requested to perform a duel with our axeman, Viceroy Matthew. And we bring with us a set of props, including a stockade for misbehaviors.
You mean like hecklers?
Yes, absolutely.
You put them in the stockade. That's it.
It is no joke. head and arms restrained.
I should mention your other bandmates, Viceroy Matthew, William Sly, of course, Bottom, and mm-hmm. Sir Riley are all with you. Well, what would Shakespeare think about all this? Would he give you his blessing?
Indeed. Methinks he would be pleased. The efforts which we have gone to bring his works to audiences which perhaps otherwise would be at a bear baiting. When asked what we sound like, I commonly reply, it is the sound of Shakespeare rolling in his grave. So there's no way to be sure.
Well, do you think that Shakespeare actually wrote the plays? I mean, where are you on that whole, let's see, controversy?
We are firm believers in the authenticity of Shakespeare as the author of the works which are attributed to him. And when an emissary of Sir Francis Lord Bacon or another imposter appears at one of our performances, he is immediately challenged to battle, for we will take arms to defend the reputation of the bard.
I see. Well, all the world is a stage, and you've played everywhere from rock clubs to Shakespeare festivals.
Yeah.
What's next for you?
The Colorado Shakespeare Festival in Boulder on the 5th of August. 'Tis the second largest Shakespeare festival in the country. Last summer, we performed at the largest in Oregon. These performances are most delightful, for there are silver-haired elders on hand, as well as small lads and lasses new to this earth.
And how did they take to you?
We were most surprised to find them absolutely enthusiastic, for it was quite a gamble, and until the very final moments, we were unsure how they would react. We set the volume of our instruments to the lowest possible of settings, and they did not plug their ears and flee. Rather, they purchased all of our tunics, which we brought.
Somehow I see you in ye olde Las Vegas.
Absolutely. 'Tis our dream to take residence in this kingdom. We understand that there are castles, and that perhaps we couldst perform in one regularly.
Well, Jason, parting is such sweet sorrow.
Yes.
But I must say, if music be the food of love, play on.
Ah, well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure.
Jason Sims, also known as Lord Sims, perhaps truly Lord Sims, is vocalist and guitarist for the Metal Shakespeare Company. You'll hear more from them and see a music video at wordofmouthradio.org. And we'll leave you with their song, Coriolanus, and be back after Future Tense.